はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ハバナ。
ヨシです。
チグサです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 89. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Alright, we are joined again in the studio by Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san. Back for round two of the present progressive. Now, today we're going to cover the negative present progressive. Now, in order to do this, we're going to continue with yesterday's conversation. The phone has been hung up, and the husband and wife will have a little chit-chat about what's going on at home and who's doing what. Now, two important things to pay attention to here. One, how they refer to their own children as opposed to yesterday when the babysitter was referring to them. Two is the conversation. Now, yesterday we pointed out that married people, they talk in an informal. Well, in most cases. Sometimes there's a rare exception, but they'll be talking in the informal. But for today's conversation, we're going to twist it and make it into the polite, more formal way of speaking. Again, on our website, you can find the informal track, which is how they'd speak in real life. But just to keep things formal, we're going to give you the formal here, the polite here, and the informal, the plain, on our website. Okay? Plus, there'll be a couple twists in there, so you want to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the informal track. But for now, please listen to the formal, polite version of the conversation. Here we go.
みんなは何していますか？
私の息子は宿題をやっています。
テレビは見ていませんか？
もちろん見ていません。私の息子はテレビは見ません。
は？
でも、あなたの娘たちは相変わらず悪い子です。あなたの長女は携帯で友達と話しています。そして、あなたの次女はまたネットを見います。
私たちの子供でしょう。
いいえ、悪い子はあなたの、いい子は私の。
は？
やっぱりあなたの遺伝子が悪いですね。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。みんなは何していますか？
私の息子は宿題をやっています。
テレビは見ていませんか？
もちろん見ていません。私の息子はテレビは見ません。
はあ？
でもあなたの娘たちは相変わらず悪い子です。あなたの長女は携帯で友達と話しています。そしてあなたの次女はまたネットを見ています。
私たちの子供でしょう？
いいえ、悪い子はあなたの、いい子は私の。
はあ？
やっぱりあなたの遺伝子が悪いですね。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。みんなは何していますか？
What is everybody doing?
私の息子は宿題をやっています。
My son is doing homework.
テレビは見ていませんか？
He's not watching TV?
もちろん見ていません。
Of course he's not watching.
私の息子はテレビは見ません。
My son doesn't watch TV.
は？
は？
でも、あなたの娘たちは相変わらず悪い子です。
But your daughters, as usual, are bad.
あなたの長女は携帯で友達と話しています。
Your older daughter is talking on the cell phone with a friend.
そして、あなたの次女はまたネットを見ています。
And your second daughter is surfing the net again.
私たちの子供でしょう？
Our children, right?
いいえ。
No.
悪い子はあなたの。
The bad kids are yours.
いい子は私の。
The good kids are mine.
は？
は？ What?
やっぱりあなたの遺伝子が悪いですね。
just as I thought. Your genes are bad. What a lovely couple!
ぴったり。
What a terrible mom.
Chigusa-san, let's ask Yoshi-san what he thought of the conversation.
Yoshi-san, どう思いましたか？
どこかで聞いたようなストーリーですね。
Where did you hear this story? Childhood flashbacks.
Oh!
No!
Heavy!
Okay, so what we're going to do now is get into the vocabulary. Joining us again today is...
Natsuko desu. よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。Yoshi-san, you still with us?
はい。
All right. Where's your greeting?
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
There we go, that's better. All right. First word, please, Natsuko-san.
はい。最初のキーワードは、相変わらず。
Without change.
あ、い、か、わ、ら、ず。相変わらず。
Now, this is actually a grammatical construction, right?
Yes, it is. But it's kind of a phrase used as a common expression.
Yeah, it's become a standard phrase, a stock phrase that you'll hear many times. Somebody we know used to use it all the time when talking
yes.
about his condition. Natsuko-san, go ahead.
Peter-san, 元気ですか?
相変わらず絶好調です。
Here we go.
Yes, as always, without change, I'm doing great. Now, actually, the way this is formed, instead of the nai, we put in...
ず.
Natsuko-san, what's the verb inside this expression?
変わる.
And this means...
to change.
Now, you gave us the dictionary form.
Yes.
What's the plain negative?
変わらない.
Okay. We have a nai on the end.
Yes.
Now... That nai becomes
ず.
Okay, now we'll have a write-up on this inside the PDF, but let's move on. Next we have
次のキーワードはいい子
Good boy, good girl, good child
そして悪い子
Bad boy, bad girl, bad child Now, this pattern, and when I say this pattern, I'm referring to adjective followed by
子
is used quite a lot. There are many, many examples, and we're going to give you a bunch. Natsuko-san, first one.
賢い子
Smart child, sharp child.
いじめっ子
Bully.
いたずらっ子
Naughty child.
うるさい子
Loud child.
素直な子
Pure child. And notice the na in here.
Yes.
One more time, please.
素直な子
おとなしい子
Quiet child
かわいい子
Cute child So, lots of these in here Next
次のキーワードは遺伝子
Genes
Yes
Now, what did we have in the dialogue?
あなたの遺伝子
Your genes And then what was it followed by?
あなたの遺伝子が悪いですね
Your genes are bad, aren't they?
What a conversation.
yeah. But this word, you will come across quite often. It's used in many conversations, I think.
Yes.
Now, in addition to conversations, a lot of food products will have this next phrase written on the packaging. Because there's a big debate nowadays between genetically modified food and without any alteration. So you may see this on many packages.Natsuko-san, お願いします。
遺伝子組み換えの
Genetically modified. I'm personally all for this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how about you, Natsuko-san?
Well, I want my gene modified.
All right. See, that's the spirit. Now you're a 21st century girl. All right, now a few more things we want to talk about in the dialogue. Yesterday we had this word too.What was the word for internet?
ネット
Break it down.
ネット ネット
Now this is an abbreviation of
インターネット
So the word is much more similar to the English internet, but you can cut this down to just
ネット
Now remember, there's a slight pause in there, as there is a chichaitsu in there. So you got to watch out for that. Next, we'd like to talk about the double wa. Can you give us the sentence, Natsuko-san?
私の息子はテレビは見ません。
Double wa.
うん。
Any help here? What's going on? Two topics.
This sentence is emphasizing two things.
The sun and the TV.
Yes.
And this is a pattern that you will come across in Japanese. Now, inside the PDF, we'll have more on this, but we wanted to introduce you to this because you may hear it and you may think that something's wrong, but in reality, it's a perfectly fine sentence. Next up is the use of the possessive here.
悪い子はあなたの。
The bad child, the bad children are yours.
いい子は私の。
The good children are mine. Now, you see that we're ending these sentences in
の。
The possessive. Now, what's inferred here is
子。
Yes. And, of course, to make it polite, we would add on
です。
Yeah. Again, in Japanese, a lot is inferred, so we can end the sentence just with the possessive.
Yes.
So, for example, listen to this next two-line conversation.
誰のカバンですか?
あ、私の。
Whose bag is this? Mine. It's mine. But what's inferred is, it's my bag. Now, on to today's grammar point.
ていません.
The negative present progressive. Now, yesterday we had
ています.
The present progressive. But today we're going to talk about the negative. So, Natsuko-san, we are speaking. You're speaking. I'm speaking. But Yoshi-san's not speaking. Can you give us the three sentences?
私は話しています。あなたは話しています。ヨシさんは話していません。
Yeah, because it's been a while since you you're quiet today, Yoshi-san. What's wrong?
little tired.
Yeah. I'm not tired.
Really?
Yeah.
相変わらず絶好調?
There it is. So, when you want to say the negative, not doing something, we use
ていません.
So the te form doesn't change. What changes is the verb
いる.
Yes. Now, again, more on this in the PDF. This is the introduction we wanted to give you. The te form of the verb doesn't change. What changes is what comes after it. The いる, the attached いる, changes. All right. So, that's going to wrap it up for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。